Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have another important transmission lined up for you today. It is Wednesday, the 25th day of August, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we don't have any guests scheduled. I may have a few people popping in with some key info later in the broadcast, but no full guest interviews, 30-minute or hour-long interviews coming up today. Let me just give you a rundown of some of the amazing news that's coming up. In the weird stack, Hitler had Jewish and African roots, London Telegraph, DNA test show, by testing his known relatives here in the United States and Europe, taken from 39 relatives of the Nazi leader showing African and Jewish roots. Well, it is a fact that his father, Alois Hitler, was the illegitimate son of a servant girl in the Rothschild household. I've researched it. It's in mainline history. Also, of course, his third wife, Hitler's mother, was also his niece and was reportedly also related because the wealthy and the royal of Europe constantly had illegitimate children, and Hitler even had a lot of people killed to try to cover this up. This was a big scandal for Adolf Hitler, but now the DNA tests have come in. And a lot of times I don't believe mainstream media, and I don't really know what to make of this. But we do know that where there's smoke, there's fire, and that this is a interesting issue. So we'll be talking some about that today, but it's obviously not our top story. A report I meant to get to yesterday that I will cover during this hour is a very credible retired FBI agent who specifically discovered plans to kill Kennedy in the months before the operation has gone public, and now they've declassified, because we're 40-plus years later, the original FBI reports where they knew who some of the shooters were and what was being planned in Chicago and Dallas. He was meant to be killed a week before in Chicago, as other Secret Service agents and FBI agents have also gone public with. So this is a very credible FBI agent who worked the case before and after, including in Dallas. He wasn't from Dallas. He was sent to Dallas, and I'm going to work on getting him on the broadcast. I'm going to play a news clip of this and cover it. Paul Watson posted it yesterday at PrisonPlanet.com. The economic stack is absolutely frightening. We're going to be going over that as things deteriorate even faster. Last year, I sent Rob Dew and Jason Douglas to Northern California, to Sacramento, the capital, where at night they basically lock up the homeless people, and they don't let them sleep on the street or in tents or on city or state land. They basically arrest them. And the same thing is being rolled out in Hawaii. Well, now, this is out of News 1, New York Republican candidate says prison dorms for welfare recipients. And this is also being proposed in England. In the last few months, we've seen a lot of reports about let's lock up the poor and let's make them work to pay for their room and board. And this is a very, very dangerous trend. So we'll be breaking that down today. Also, yesterday, I covered the fact that Carver's Bay enlists entire ninth grade. Welcome to high school. Now drop and give me 20. They were forcibly put into the junior ROTC. Then they try to force them to sign commitment papers to join the military. This is going on all over the country. But here's another one. Creeping militarism invades Alaska grade high school by Kurt Nemo. But actually, the link here is to the Alaska Star. Will you guys print me that link? I want to read from the Alaska Star itself, where the Army is now training the kindergartners. This is part of full-spectrum dominance, complete takeover of our society. As the states and counties go bankrupt, the federal government and the Army will run all of society with their top-secret USA million-man private spy team as well. It's all coming up.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is Wednesday, 25th day of August, 1-10. Wide open phones today on any of the news items I raise. Any questions or comments or points you want to make, you are welcome to join us live on the air worldwide, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, coast to coast, simulcast on satellite, global shortwave, and the number one show on the internet worldwide, according to Alexa, Shoutcast, and many other gauges. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Thank you for joining us, no matter how you're listening, whether it's watching us on YouTube or PrisonPlanet.tv or on the free iPhone app or the 300,000+ people a day that download the MP3 podcast that is free at Infowars.com. Thank you for joining us. Okay. Incredible new developments on military fronts. Wall Street Journal reports that the Pentagon is weighing a full-scale air war in Yemen. They're already moving into Pakistan, expanding the war in Afghanistan. They have renamed the combat brigades in Iraq. Combat is still going on. Pentagon says they'll be there until at least 2020, another decade. They're putting a private mercenary spy force, secret teams, hit squads, snatch-and-grab torture squads. The same system being set up in Iraq is being set up in the United States, the exact same control grid, and the Pentagon and MIT have even bragged about this, the face-scanning cameras, the surveillance blimps, the license plate reading cameras, the retina scanning to buy and sell, the retina scanning and biometric scanning to get driver's license, the biometric scanning to make purchases. It's all happening. We're going to be getting into that. Also on the economic front, Morgan Stanley says government defaults inevitable. Default on the debt. U.S. new home sales sunk to lowest pace on record. That's new home sales. Existing home sales as low as they've been since 1968. Durable goods orders rose far less than expected. Dow reclaims 10,000 after stocks plunged this morning. Again, Dow faces a bouncy ride to 5,000, says top strategist. Economy caught in depression, not recession, CNBC. Bancor, the name of the global currency that a shocking IMF report is proposing. Again, this is all public now on the IMF's website, the new global currency backed up with your carbon taxes. Continuing, Ron Paul calls for audit of U.S. gold reserves. If you can't get the audit of the private secret of Federal Reserve, look at an audit of the gold reserves. We haven't had one in more than 60 years, and there's a lot of evidence that the gold has been stolen, given to the private banks. Huge news on that front. An incredible story about time to ditch the 20 billion plastic bags. And it goes on to say the government wants to pass laws in England and the U.S. to not let you wash your clothes and to line underwear and clothes with colloidal silver so that there's no infection problem and you'll just have to stink in your clothes. You cannot make this up. I'll be covering that later. Also, Woody Allen says New York too expensive for shooting films, but he's a big socialist that loves big government and taxes. There's a new bagels tax in New York. Literally, more than 80-plus new taxes passed. It continues with just all these incredible announcements of taxation and regulation. I'll mine back through the economic stack coming up after I get into some of the other news. Now, this is very important what I'm about to cover, and I want to preface it with this statement right now. We reverse engineered in the last 15 years everything that was being covertly built. The private spy networks, the merger of the military, National Guard, local police under CIA control in the fusion centers. It's now all admitted, Washington Post, New York Times, but they say how great it is. The face scanning cameras, the license plate reading cameras, the control grids, the automatic kill switches being put in all the new cars that the government can just activate, cell phones tracking you in real time, Google being an NSA front. It is now all admitted. There's no more denial. World government, world taxes, unelected, unaccountable, total tyranny. I remember back in 1998, all over the nation, in literally thousands of school districts, a multi-billion dollar program where they would take local police or local sheriff's deputies and deputize them to teach a law enforcement class to 6th, 7th, and 8th graders in a three-year program. And then they would federally deputize and pay with a grant to multiple officers to be ATF in the school, having the children write dossiers on their parents. I have copies of it in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. From 2000. Actual school memos. Training them to spy on their parents. It says they get access on the recess, access at lunch, turning them into confidential informants. I have local newscast in Austin and ads on TV saying you get $200 when you turn your parents in. Here's your tattletale card and your identifying number with the children smiling. That's in Road to Tyranny, 2002. This is a full corporate takeover of everything. Auto industry, banking, agriculture. Only mega corporations are allowed to have businesses and operate under this system. This is a total mafia takeover of society. Then in the last decade, I've seen reports out of Chicago, L.A., and many other major big cities where entire public schools, if you're in that district, you go to a military academy, and at these military academies, they train them in every news article to take on gun owners, militias, conservatives, libertarians. We were reporting this 12 years ago. We were getting internal memos then. It only caught national attention in 2009 when we got the MIAC and Homeland Security reports stating the same thing from Homeland Security, exposing the Homeland Security operation. So this is 100% confirmed. They've got over 50,000 preachers with a clergy response team. Total tyranny. Trained to teach their flocks that turning in your guns is good, that going to FEMA camps are good, that taking inoculations are good. We posted the hundreds of pages of secret documents. 2 years later, national and local news came out and said, yes, it's great. We're training for martial law. And they showed images from the movie The Siege with Bruce Willis of Americans in a camp. And they said, this is good. The preachers will help put you in the camp. Now, I mean, this is a giant, covert, criminal operation, but it's compartmentalized where even the average police officer or military person, unless they're in intelligence, knows almost nothing about it. They're always given cover stories and cover reasons for what this program is really about, the program that they're involved in. I mean, here's the analogy of that. You're on an ocean liner that holds 3,000 people. They've got it even bigger than that. And there's cooks, and there's maids, and there's security people, and there's folks in the casino, and there's navigators, and there's people in the engine room. They only know their job, and they're only given information about their job. But the captain, he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows where they're going, and he has all the information about what's happening on that ship. And the corporation, based back on the mainland, it has all of the full info about all the ships and everything they're doing. So all I've done in 17 years, 15 years on air, is analyze all their admitted operations and put the pieces together. Then, more and more, the globalists and the CFR, Club of Rome, UN, at the highest management levels, are so arrogant, they put out hundreds and hundreds that I've seen, there's no doubt thousands, of actual full-spectrum dominance briefings to their highest level minions about the plan. And so we know exactly what it is. So you're a police officer. You're like a cook on the ship. You're a bureaucrat. You're like somebody in the engine room. You aren't bad. But the captain is very bad, and the company that owns the ship is the devil. If you want to boil it down to what's at the end of the rabbit hole, pure evil, pure eugenics, total full-spectrum dominance to take over the planet, shut off your resources, bankrupt you, end the family, fully change the human species, and exterminate the majority of the population. This is the stated operation. Now, just in the last 48 hours, they have decided to go full bore public. They have now admitted all over the news, we've got pre-crime systems, it's total quackery, where you're not guilty until proven innocent. You're guilty when you've done nothing wrong. It's going in everywhere. It's already in place. It's in literally hundreds and hundreds of newspapers. They are now making the announcement. And they're making other announcements. Look at this Time Magazine article. The government's new right to track your every move with GPS. It says the government has rights now. You don't have rights. The government has a right. And it goes on to say they can track your cell phone in real time without warrants. They can trespass on your property and put GPS on your car, no warrant. You have no Fourth Amendment. That's their new right. See, the global corporations are lawless, and they write the rules now, and they exempt themselves from all the rules they write for us. Government agents can sneak onto your property in the middle of the night, put a GPS device on the bottom of your car, and keep track of everywhere you go. This doesn't violate your Fourth Amendment rights because you do not have any reasonable expectation of privacy in your own driveway. Your own private property has privacy in all the other court rulings. But see, they're now changing the precedents, the controlling circuit courts. I mean, this is pure treason. Hey, we are allowed to torture. We're allowed to secretly arrest you. 12 states will arrest you if you videotape cops from a half mile away. They say, oh, it's wiretapping, when the statute doesn't even say that. There's no perception of privacy in public. They're going to videotape you. They're going to come on your property, but you have no rights. That is the bizarre and scary rule that now applies in California and eight other western states. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, which covers the vast jurisdiction, recently decided the government can monitor you in this way virtually anytime it wants with no need for a search warrant. Now, when we come back, nationwide, the military has taken over the public schools. This is hardcore. Stay with us.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Attention to all U.S. drivers who own a vehicle that has less than 130,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to our country's economic crisis and auto repair costs on the rise, if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles, as of today, you could be one of the millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle covered under United Repair Plans and have 100% of your future covered auto repair bills paid for you. This low-cost vehicle service contract has been established under United Repair Plans and is now available to the general public in order to save drivers thousands of dollars on auto repairs during our country's recession. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, you may now call to see if your vehicle qualifies and for a free 5-minute quote. Number to call is 800-809-4491. 800-809-4491. Again, that's 800-809-4491.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
So now they come out and throw the gauntlet down. Yeah, there's a world government. We want a world one-child tax. We're going to ban you having bathtubs or showers. We've already told you what type of toilet you can have, or dishwasher, or clothes washer, or how your house has to be built. Now we're going to tell you that you're not allowed to wash your underwear and that they all have to be lined with colloidal silver so that it disinfects. That's CNBC. Prince Charles says you can't have a shower. The New York Times comes out and says children are writing fake tickets as part of a public school program funded by the UN, and they go home and tell mommy you're not allowed to take a bath or keep the water running while you brush your teeth, training the children to be the enforcers for the state. And now they come out in Time magazine and say the government's new right to track your every move with GPS. And they're also ruling on every other type of nightmare because they are a rogue criminal group. If they could steal $28 trillion and counting in the last 2 years and get away with it and tell Congress we're not going to tell you where the money went, if they can tell Congress we're not going to tell you where all the gold at Fort Knox went, Ron Paul's going to try to introduce a bill to find out, they can get away with anything. They lied to you and said they weren't keeping the naked body scanner images. Now they admit they were lying on purpose. They lied and said they weren't taking your baby's blood at birth. Now they admit they did and put it in a Pentagon database, like I told you 12, 13 years ago, because I have the secret documents given to me by a nurse. This isn't a game. You understand how creepy that is to have over 50,000 preachers? That's the last time we got numbers 3 years ago. It was set to double each year, so it should be 150,000 by now or more. I mean, imagine these preachers, they get called in and say, we want you to be a secret FEMA officer. We're going to give you secret federal funding. And here's the training manuals. Teach them to submit to government. And here's examples. Take the shots, go to the camp, give us their property. It's of the Lord. And suddenly there's preachers all over TV. It's of the Lord to do whatever government tells you. I mean, don't these preachers know that they're living in a secret police horrifying system? They should run out warning everyone. They should run down the streets going, secret police are trying to hire preachers. It's totally evil. It's a total authoritarian secret police takeover. Warn everyone, we're in danger. History shows it. Emergency. There's a million plus. Washington Post says 854,000, but it's much more. Private spies with the highest level security clearance. They're hiring private mercenaries. They're building FEMA camps. The National Emergency Centers Act. We've got to warn people. Instead, it's like, absolutely. I mean, they put preachers on TV going, we are part of a plan to help people go to the camps, to help the government deal with its main threat, the people. That's a quote. The newscast goes, that's right. The number one threat is the American people to the government. It's all about the government and what it needs and the government's new rights, that you have no rights, that we'll film you in public, but if you film us, we'll arrest you. How does that sound, slave? We'll scan your little naked children and save the images. We'll steal their blood at birth. We'll give the bankers all the money they want and won't let Congress find out where it went. We'll launch all these new wars. We'll put deadly poison in the water, and we're going to add lithium. We'll shoot your kids up with stuff that gives them a tenfold increase in brain disorders and convulsions. We'll give little girls Gardasil shots, killing them en masse. And we'll test the soft kill publicly and watch the people become maimed and die, and you'll do nothing about it because we're acclimating you for total death. And we'll call people kooks and nuts and crazies that are upset by it and have strong instincts for liberty and say no. Here it is. The government's new right to track your every move with GPS. And it says the Ninth Circuit has ruled there's no Fourth Amendment, contravening all other rulings in history in this country. It's completely backwards. And they just say, that's how it is. It's a new time. We've got to stop the drugs that the government ships in. Here's another one. It's in Forbes. Paul Watson wrote a detailed article giving you the full spectrum history of it. Fourth Amendment violating mobile X-ray scanners hit the streets. And it says hundreds of these are being ordered by the government. They're super high-powered X-ray machines. Thousands, not hundreds. I've read the specs. Thousands, there's different variants, but they're all many, many times more powerful. Many of them thousands of times. They can passively, the super high-powered scanners, they've got to roll the car through them. No. These are so powerful that they drive by your house and look through metal walls, brick walls. They look right through your car. Go to Forbes. It shows the trucks, and they're looking through a Ryder truck, through houses, and it shows everything you're doing. Blasting. Do you have any idea what this is going to do to the people sitting in the trucks? But just like DU, They know it's killing everybody that comes in contact with it. When you die, they'll just have a media cover-up. This is the absolute key information when we come back, because it shows the philosophy of the globalists. This information is so vital, I'm going to give you the absolute key to everything, understanding their mindset straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to open the phones up throughout the full transmission. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. All right, here's the key. We are psychologically being trained to accept death. The average life expectancy is 51 for Exxon Valdez workers, when the average life expectancy is over 75 in this country, 74 for men, 76, 77 for women. Almost all the Exxon Valdez workers are dead. Obama and the EPA come out and say there's no health problems in the Gulf, even though they've used hundreds of times the dispersant, 40-plus million gallons, all the crude oil. They told them, don't wear masks. You'll scare the public. There's no problem as you collapse, and many have already died. That's mainstream news, but Obama and the media say it's fine. The government says it's fine, but then other newspapers tell the truth and talk about the illnesses and the deaths. And even BP doctors have gone public and come out and said people are getting sick and dying, and there's a cover-up going on. It's the same thing with depleted uranium. There was a report in 1946 dealing with radioactive gas weapons using DU gas bombs against the Soviets. And the Pentagon, the newly built Pentagon, decided we will not use this. It's too deadly as a blowback. And the half-life of DU is billions of years. What is it, 4.5 billion? I'm going from memory. I know it's over 4 billion years. The half-life. Okay? It is fresh and has the maximum effect for billions of years. For all intents and purposes, forever. And now they're not just using it in Abrams Sabo rounds or in Warthog Vulcan machine gun cannons. They're serving it out to 50 calibers, to 223s, you name it. It's being used in proving grounds all over the U.S., all over Hawaii, all over Puerto Rico. The people complain. They say, shut up. Shut up. And when you fire DU, it aerosolizes when it hits the targets. It turns into powder. It ignites because the friction is so great and burns and turns into a powder that's radioactive and poisonous. We've had the former head of the Pentagon's DU program, Dr. Doug Rocky, Ph.D., and now scientists are reporting, there's reports in the U.S., England, and Iraq, a fourfold increase in cancers in cities where this was used. Mainly Republican Guard bases were bombed with it. And where did our troops move in? The Republican Guard bases, with the blast holes, bombed out. They would dump sand on top of the blast holes, supposedly containing the DU. A dump truck of sand on a blast hole, on a crater, and then, of course, the desert winds, the sand blowing around. You're seeing massive increases in lung cancer, in skin cancer, in organ failure. Again, we've had the medical doctors on about this in our trips. Now, I said, this is the key to everything. This is the key. First, they put cars at the border through high-powered x-ray machines where you drive under it and it scans. Then they put naked body scanners in and lie about the radiation, and scores of top scientists are now LA Times, New York Times, saying it's incredibly deadly. There's two different machines, 20 to 50 times the radiation. They lie and say we're not recording the images. Now they admit they are. So they're training you to be bathed in radiation. And by the time you get angry by that, they've already jumped onto the next thing, so you're fighting that, and the old tyranny now doesn't seem as bad. So they take you a million miles down the road of despotism and dehumanization and scientific poisoning and death and radiation, and you push back 500,000 miles with everything you've got, they've still got you 500,000 miles down the road to tyranny. Then they bring you another million miles. You battle back another 600,000 miles. You're still 900,000 miles down the rat hole. Then they take you 10 million miles. You battle back 9 million miles. Now you're 1,900,000 miles down the rat hole to hell. Then they take you a trillion miles into tyranny. You battle back hundreds of millions of miles. It's over. It's too late. That's their plan. And they're now not jumping hundreds of miles or thousands of miles. They're now jumping millions of miles. We've got to run screaming through the streets, metaphorically. We've got to pull our hair out. We've got to stand there in grocery store lines and start yelling about the New World Order. We've got to do banner hangs everywhere. We've got to call into talk radio. We've got to email everybody we know every day. We've got to get self-sufficient. We've got to warn everyone because they're trying to break our will. Now, again, here's the key. In England, this already started 5 years ago. It's how I knew it would come here. Naked body mobile vans. I told you it'd go in the courthouses, federal and state. Now it's happened. They're saving every image. 34,000 images in one city, Orlando alone, at the federal courthouse. Of your children, of your wife, saving it all. At the airport, saving it all. Bathing you in radiation. Now, if it isn't enough to have the Border Patrol in checkpoints up to 100 miles in this Constitution-free zone, the Border Patrol, all the research shows, are being backscattered with more power than chest x-rays every day. And when you get sick, like the troops that breathe DU, they're just going to keep it quiet in the news, or it'll even come out and they'll block you getting any aid. Just like they told the 9/11 workers, hey, you're breathing asbestos, it's not bad for you. Many of them are dead. What, 3,000 plus? All the dogs died within 5 years that breathed it. Nasal cancer, lung cancer. The major university medical centers do the lung scans, say they're full of asbestos, full of all these chemicals, they're dying. Government, almost 9 years later, says you don't get any health care. Oh, Bush stands up there on the rubble and poses as a patriot. Glenn Beck, who said he detests 9/11 victims, stands on the rubble. Now, you know, goes to ground zero and grandstands. It's only on the surface of their patriotism. So they're setting the precedent to give you Gardasil, and it causes autoimmune disorders, brain damage, death. No, nobody gets in trouble. They come out with the H1N1 shot. Hundreds of thousands get sick. Guillain-Barré, tenfold increase in seizures, neurological disorders. It's all admitted. British Medical Journal. They don't care. They keep rolling it out with it again this year. They're just setting the precedent. They're charging up the hill on us, firing and attacking. They're not backing down. And they got loudspeakers blaring, we're your friends, we're the government, we love you, we care about you, we're doing this for your own good. They got billboards up everywhere, tattle on your parents, tattle on your boss, turn in your neighbor, get some cash. That's all off the charts. They're turning us against each other at every level. And now they come out and say, we've got super high-powered mobile trucks that are going to roll around America with super high-powered x-rays, so powerful. I mean, it's a super dose to be chest x-rayed, just to shoot through some meat at point-blank range from a foot away. They got statistics that if you get more than a handful of chest x-rays, your cancer levels just go off the chart. These are systems conservatively thousands of times stronger, and the people in the trucks are getting backscatter splatter when they're aiming this thing. You're in your house, you're on the highway, and they're driving around hitting you with high-powered radiation. I mean, they found out 20-plus years ago that cops were sticking radar guns between their legs on their motorcycles or squad cars. I drive down 290 every day, almost every day, and see motorcycle cops sitting there on their motorcycles, and when they're done aiming their radar gun at me, they stick it between their legs. Even though they tell them don't do that. And have you seen the statistics on police officers' testicular cancer? Because even though they're not firing the ray, that device is broadcasting some of it. And it's cooking their genitalia. How many thousands of studies about cell phones with the microwave scrambler relay heating the brain at least 1 degree after 5 minutes of average cell phone use, and it varies cell phone to cell phone, admitting it's going to give you cancer. And they even let you know it's going to give you cancer. But we're just like wild deer. This is the key. Wild deer, and they've done studies in North America, they've done it in Africa, they've done it in Asia, as well as Europe. You can put poison in a water supply, in a pool, in a pond. The deer will come and drink it. Even though they see other deer dying from it, they can't make the connection. Just like rats can't make the connection. And so even though you know bisphenol A is giving you cancer and hurting you, and I was sent an email, I'm mispronouncing it. Is it bisphenol? Bisphenol A. Admittedly, bisphenol A. Even though that's happening, they put it out there before us. And I catch myself like a little monkey reaching up to get the little juice drink I want. I catch myself, you know, my kids are begging for the corn syrup lifesavers. I catch myself still giving it to them. Because the force of habit is so powerful that I grew up eating lifesavers and they look colorful. and they look like fruit to my primitive brain, my hardwiring, I still have to fight to not give it to them when they're asking lovingly. And it's the same thing. These guys work for these body scanner companies. They work for the TSA. It's their job. They do it, killing themselves to live. The people rolling out with these companies with these high-powered x-rays, they're just like the troops. They're going to go breathe the DU. They're going to go bathe in the radiation. Fourth Amendment violating mobile x-ray scanners hit the streets. As we warned at the beginning of this year, x-ray body scanners currently being used and abused in airports across the world are set to hit the streets as American science and engineering reveals that more than 500 batch scatter x-ray scanners mounted in vans that can be driven past neighborhoods, vehicles to see their contents have been sold to government agencies. More than 500 mobile vans so powerful that they shoot through metal and brick. And if you try to go, I mean, they're assaulting you. They drive by and hit your car, your house with this. You're being assaulted. But you try to pull them over, you try to stop them, they'll call a SWAT team and say terrorists are attacking. And those SWAT team guys drinking bisphenol A, drinking sodium fluoride, shooting themselves up, have no idea. They will get in a gun battle with you and kill you faster than you can imagine. They're now rolling out worldwide. The governments are admitting within 10 years they want you to retina scan to buy and sell. And major banks and governments are continually the number one source of people getting your personal data for identity theft. They create the crisis, offer the solution. They are assaulting you and your family when they put you in a body scanner. They are assaulting your privacy and your DNA. It wrecks your DNA. It hurts the next generation. That's New York Times admitting it, but saying it's good. It's good we're wrecking your DNA. It's good. And now we're going to hit you with something thousands of times more powerful, and they got 500 of these things already driving around looking in your house. And you can go watch the video newscast about this. It shows people inside Ryder trucks. Of course, it's always in a simulation of terror. See, we need these. There's people inside the car. There's people hiding in that Ryder truck. They're driving around with a high-powered radiation beam of high-powered x-ray blasting. The guy in the car is being fried. He'll love that big, fat, juicy brain tumor he gets. He'll love it. Have you noticed how they've taken our survival instinct away? I see the statistics of more and more yuppies don't even visit their parents for many, many years. They just stick them in these nursing homes. And that's how the nursing homes get away with them, with worms and maggots and bed sores and living in their own feces and urine for weeks at a time. Same thing coming out of England and their hospitals, because nobody comes to see mama and papa. These yuppies are so busy getting drunk and partying and watching porn and betting on football games. Hey, daddy's over in another state, rotten right now, sitting there begging for death, rotten slow. And as soon as his insurance runs out, they're going to quietly give him morphine in hospice till he dies. You don't care if you're breathing DU. You don't care if you're getting radiated. You don't care if you're drinking poison in the food and water. You don't care. And so now, up until 1990, the military would not use DU. And a decision was made. We're going to use this all over America and the shooting ranges and proving grounds. We're going to use it all over the world. We're going to have our troops move into areas we've bombed. We're going to have people clean up the World Trade Center and say they don't need breathing apparatus. We're going to tell the people in the Gulf they don't need it, because we'll have to admit it's dangerous and admit claims later. We're going to bomb nuclear reactors in Iran that have been loaded with uranium and cause Chernobyls. Chernobyls aren't bad anymore. This is the big secret. We're all just being acclimated to mass death, mass cancer, mass poisoning. I showed the National Guard a few months ago off local news in New York, showing them making citizens. They said they made over 2,000 arrests, drive under a radiation machine. It's so high powered, it's not as high powered as the ones that broadcast at a distance and shoot through walls and cars, that it's a wand, a big wand. They make you drive under it, and the families are driving under it. Bzzz. And the military's going, yeah, we've made a lot of illegal gun seizures out here. We've made 2,000 arrests. And they cut to the mayor. Yeah, I think the Army could stop crime here in Schenectady. I don't want them just running radiation machines. I want them searching everybody. Same thing in Illinois. I mean, this is so far past 1984. And they think you're so enslaved, they don't even care if you know. They don't even care if you're hearing me right now. They don't even care. They just think you're going to take it. They think you're going to go along with it. They think you're going to accept the new global currency that they've now named specifically and are rolling out. Can you imagine these cops and National Guard out there standing right at the side of the truck with a giant wand blasting down into the car? And if they've got full spectrum analysis systems, special spectrographs that can see the bouncing x-rays. You can look at those at university websites, and you can just see the cops and the troops. I mean, it's just blasting light, shooting all over, just radiating them. And what's on the outside of a man, his testicles, shooting right through, right through, right through. And they're just, drive the next family through. And that ain't enough. Now we got giant x-ray trucks. We're going to drive down the highway and scan everybody. I mean, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you people? Cops, you think a radar gun's going to give you testicle cancer? You ain't seen nothing yet. And there's epidemics of brain tumors, epidemics just from the cell phones. People are just like, that's how it is. I got a big fat brain tumor at 41. I'm going to die. That's just how it is. Football's coming up in a minute.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the InfoWar. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
Okay, continuing, then I'm going to your phone calls and a ton of other news. I haven't even gotten through two stacks yet here. So they come out and they say, the government's new right, track your every move with GPS without asking you. That was designed into the phones by law in 96. Now they're just telling the slaves 14 years later. Fourth Amendment violating mobile x-ray scanners hit the streets. Well, my issue is the health situation. And here it is, full body scanning technology deployed in street roving vans. Here's another one. Pre-crime reaches number one Google trend spot. Good job doing that yesterday, folks. And our story dealing with it is still linked on the Drudge Report. Megalomaniacs push for Orwellian safe city controlled by internet where you must retina scan to buy and sell. They're testing it out in a Mexican city, and they're also testing it in a European city. And the Pentagon says they want it for the U.S., where everything you do is tracked and traced and controlled. Following an epic lawsuit by the Electronic Privacy Group, U.S. senators raised questions about retention of body scanner images. And here's the article that went mega viral yesterday, pre-crime technology to be used in Washington, D.C., prisonplanet.com. Here's ABC News, software predicts criminal behavior. No, it doesn't. It took us decades to get the fake lie detector tests thrown out that put hundreds of thousands of innocent people in prison. Now they're up with new quackery. And it just continues. And then we have the report of prisons and jails getting high-powered microwave guns that they're not allowed to use on foreign enemies against the American people. Remember 6-7 years ago I said it'd be used domestically? And now they roll these out at Tea Party events with the sound cannons? You are the enemy. And the only jobs are going to be being in prison or being an enforcer for this. And as an enforcer, they tell you, go ahead and breathe that dust, Bob. It's good for you at World Trade Center. Go ahead and clean up that Gulf spill. That, yeah, you're collapsing. You don't need a respirator. It's healthy. Coregs, it's good for you. See, that's the big issue. They're just coming out in plain view and going, DU's good for you. Radiation's good for you. Bisphenol A's good for you. Fluoride's good for you. We're going to put lithium in your water. It's good for you. Gardasil kills a lot of people, but it's good for you. H1N1, tenfold increase in convulsions and brain damage. Good for you. It's all admitted, but it's good for you. They think you're so stupid, you're going to go along with this. Well, are you? Are you going to go along with it? Are you going to put up with it? And then I've got these reports here. And I'll cover this after I take some phone calls. I'll cover it up coming up at the next bottom of the hour. They're turning public schools everywhere into full Army recruitment centers, Pentagon recruitment centers, and telling the kids on record, you'll be arrested if you don't sign papers to join the military, including kindergarten. That is Anchorage Daily News. Soldiers deployed to Anchorage schools to lend a hand. About 180 troops will spend time in classrooms. And it says training them to have a military presence. Remember what happened in Florida in 1998, Hobbs Middle School. It was in the Pensacola newspaper. I had the reporter on. The reporter was there. You can read the articles. They're archived at Infowars.com. Nobody ever believes this until you see it. We've now caught them all over the country doing it since then. The Marines bust in, take over the school, point M16s at them. The children begin defecating and urinating on themselves. This has happened nationwide now, and they say, this is martial law. Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is like. These are quotes from the newspaper. Now, they have other drills where troops show up with SWAT teams and announce, we're homeschoolers here to kill you, to teach the kids to hate homeschoolers. You've seen those cases in Michigan, made it in the AP. This is hardcore re-education camp brainwashing. And then they've been caught tricking the kids to sign commitment forms, which aren't even legal till they're 18, and then lying to them and saying you'll go to jail if you don't join the military. It's full spectrum, total tyranny, taking over our entire society. It's a black op. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.